This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
From here in Manhattan, we're going to travel to the developing world and a problem there that comes from the technology being used for cooking. Essentially, that technology is old and out of date. Jonathan Cedar is trying to introduce new tech in the form of a small orange and silver stove called BioLite. He's trying to do this in part by something called parallel innovation. He's selling camp stoves to American outdoors enthusiasts for $130 in order to sell $50 stoves in places like India, Ghana, and Uganda. Jonathan Cedar is the founder and CEO of BioLite. Jonathan, thanks for being here to chat with me.
No, thanks so much for having me.
Can you talk a little bit just about the technology and how it's different from one of these wood-burning stoves that your average person might use in a rural area?
So the current state of the art for about 3 billion people is cooking on an open fire on the ground. What our stoves do is concentrate the heat. By doing that, we can reduce the total amount of wood you need to burn by about 50%.
Wow. Well, that's good news, too, I would assume, for people who need to find, carry, buy wood.
Sure, and that's really the majority of our economic proposition to our customers. The other thing that we do, which is the high-tech side of it, is we harness some of the waste heat from the fire and convert that into electricity using a technology called thermoelectrics. Basically solar panels for heat instead of light.
With that, is this a new technology or no?
Thermoelectrics have been around since the 50s.
Right.
They flew on the Apollo space missions, but as refrigerators, not as generators. We're using them in reverse, and that electricity does some very, very useful things. One is it powers fans that change combustion dynamics. So rather than producing all this smoke, our stoves can reduce particles and carbon monoxide by more than 90%. The other thing that we can do is we can provide some economic benefit to the family in the form of electricity access for charging mobile phones, charging LED lights, hopefully eventually running small televisions, which is what the majority of people want us to be doing.
Is that true?
That's,
is that the first question?
That is, yeah, you know, will it charge my phone? Will it charge my light? And then we immediately go from there to television. And a lot of people who buy solar home systems, that is the third product that they buy, are small, you know, little LED televisions.
What's the biggest challenge to your company for scaling right now?
I think the biggest challenge is distribution. These are hard-to-reach communities. They need to run on very thin margins in order to deliver affordable product. And so I think that's really the challenge, is how do we create these very high-quality distribution relationships that support the people we want to be working with.
Jonathan Cedar is founder and CEO of BioLite. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.